Blog Talk Radio.
Mary, my betrothed, you have the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen, and the sweetest smile.
Don't be afraid.
I'm the Lord's servant.
Help us! Please!
Lady, I believe your son is the promised king of his people. What is his name?
His name is Jesus.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby and daughters, did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new?
Mary,
and
you
this
here?
Child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby?
Motivation on Mondays. This is what we're doing.
I need a sign to let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere. I need to know that things are gonna look up. Cause I feel us drowning in a sea spilled from a cup. Put my hand when you can feel the world shake.
And you're listening to Motivational Mondays with your host, MIE2K. My co-host, usually Lushy Lush. Sometimes she calls in. She's probably in school, you know, because she teaches the kids. You know, it's just been an emotional year, an emotional week. My condolences definitely go out to all those angels that got called home. You know, too many. This is too many. But it's God's will, and I will walk in faith and, you know, believe that he had his reasons to take those 20 angels home. So God bless them. God bless their families. Let's pray. Continue to pray. That's all we could do at this point. Try to create some balance to this negative world. There's got to be something better. Prayer changes things. So let's pray.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day.
With you.
working.
Even though I'm in it for a while,
still
I smile.
Hallelujah.
You know how to look up when you're down.
I know it's hard right now.
Sure would hate to see you give up now.
Because you're a winner.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better. You gotta have something, have sin. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile.
This morning I'm gonna let just the music speak. 20 children won't be able to get their first kiss. 20 children won't be trying to catch a glimpse of Santa Claus this Christmas. 20 children who won't know what it feels like to graduate. 20 children who won't know how it feels to have their first love. 20 children who won't get to go to their first prom. 20 children who will never get a chance to get married one day. 20 children who won't be able to sneak out of bed to stay up late. 20 children who won't know what it feels like to go to college. 20 children who won't see how it feels to be 21 with their friends. 20 little angels who are gone to a better place where they won't ever be hurt again. And 20 children who will never know how they made all of us realize that we take life for granted. Rest in peace. God bless you all. And this was from Melody Rivera, and I thought it was kind of deep and wanted to read it. I'm going to go into my phone lines. 347, you're on with ME2K on Motivational Mondays. 347, your phone lines is open.
Hello?
Oh, yes. Good morning.
Hey, Emma. This is me, Melody. What's going on?
Hey, sis. I just read your piece.
I heard it. Thank you for the contributes, but the contributes really go out to these kids, these teachers, you know. I'm just really feeling some type of way, and I decided this morning to use my voice as the power, you know. We have to start with change, and change has to start with us. I just want to salute you on everything that you do in your power movement. It's everything that I, you know, everything that I like to be, too, you know. This is what I live for, you know, motivation. And I just want to salute you in your radio station, and I wanted to give you a call because I know I always say I'm going to call and I don't call in. But I just want to say I love you, you know.
And, I love you, too.
Just change. That's what I'm using my voice for, change.
Definitely. We got it. We are a reflection of each other, queen. You know, I deem myself as a queen. I always make sure everyone calls me as such because how you live and how you project yourself to people is how they view you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we carry a big burden on our backs to be able to continue that, you know, because it's a lot of people that want to take us off our square all the time, and we can't allow that.
Yes.
We have to check ourselves and love ourselves and respect ourselves enough so then we can be able to love and respect all those around us. And I think between you, me, and, you know, all my rest of my queen sisters that are out there actually doing the work, we can actually make a difference. I've seen it. I've seen difference, you know, in people's lives in just mere motivational words that you give to someone at the right time, you know?
I agree.
There's
Amen.
People that there's people that call me like, Emma, you don't even know. You just say, like, all I walk in faith and, like, they, you know, remind me all the time. I remember when you told me that, and I keep remembering that. And they go through their day, you know. So
yeah.
Just some words that you bring from the heart, the way that I see you writing your stuff too, you know, I look forward to reading your stuff. Your stuff motivates me.
Thank you.
And that's how we keep going. You know, that's
exactly.
The whole point.
And more and more getting involved in our communities. Not too long ago, 2 years ago, they shut down a little nonprofit organization we had on Jackson Avenue 141st called U Force. It was keeping kids out of jail, keeping kids off the streets, using our voices. You know, our funding got down, so we had to close, but I'm still out there trying to do the same thing. I believe the changes in our kids. If we install morals and structure, first teachers at home, where the first sign of help is at home, if we miss
Absolutely.
And we neglect it, then we fall short as a nation. That's how I feel.
Absolutely.
You know?
And not only that, if you see that your fellow sister, your fellow brother cannot handle their children, you know, not in a nosy way, but in a
mm-hmm.
loving way, you can step in and be like, what do you need? How can I assist you? You know, do you need some help? Your child needs help. Let's
exactly.
do it together. I'm here to help you. Instead of criticizing, you know, because it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So if people feel you're like kind of demeaning them or trying to tell them they're not a good parent, right away they get defensive,
mm-hmm.
and the one who loses is the child.
Exactly.
So when you see something like that, you know, in a loving way, because when you talk to people in a loving way, they accept it, they receive it, you know, and you can tell them, you know, okay, how can I help you? Like, I'm going to get involved. I'm going to help you. I'm going to walk you through. you need to me to find you a therapist or a place or whatever, you know, I'm here
Amen.
For you. As opposed to just pointing to people, you know what, take care of your kid. Go take care of your kid.
Amen.
What about if that person just doesn't have the tools to take care of them? Then is our duty, is our responsibility, you know, in our community to step up and help those that cannot help themselves. There's nothing wrong with that.
Amen,
you know?
Amen.
We all stand to benefit. We all stand to benefit because if that child grows up to be the productive person in society that he or she should be, it only reflects on the community. It comes back again to the community,
Amen.
That community. It's a village, you know,
Amen.
People. I don't mean to go out there and be nosy in people's business. What I mean to say is just when I say get involved and do the
get
work.
Get involved.
Get involved, but be careful how you get involved, too. I don't mean go into people's house and be like, oh, your house is calling it. Yes. You know what I mean? You know, listen, come on, let's clean up. You know, let me help you do this. Can I, you know, can I assist you to do that? It's just how you say it. Not what you say, but how you say it. And I think if we're more careful in how we speak and how we deliver our message,
to our
we'll get it across.
Well, sis, I don't mean to interrupt you on this, but I have to go back into this office.
Okay,
now looking at me, but I love
you. Thank you.
All right,
I love
and keep doing
too,
what you
sis.
Do. I look
Definitely.
Forward to seeing your stuff as well. I'm supporting this radio. Thank you for hearing me. Those
Amen.
Listen to you. I hope you take the message from my words and keep going. All right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. You have
You're welcome,
a,
baby.
A lovely week. Okay, baby.
You too,
bye.
Baby. Bye, bye.
peace to all those that we have lost this past week, these past 2 weeks, this past month, this past year. Today makes a year that we have lost a good friend of ours. Shout out to all my WAPN family. Steven Santiago and Julian Ramirez were murdered a year ago in Pennsylvania. A tragic, senseless murder. They were both murdered in front of their daughter outside their home over an argument, over something so minute and made no sense. People, please, really, we need to keep it in prayer and love more and think more, you know? Really, really think more. Going to get a weapon, is that really going to solve your problems? No, it's just going to cause more. Thank God they did arrest the people that did shoot them, and they're in prison now, and hopefully for a long time. This goes out to my Watson family, to Valerie, the whole family, and all his children that are missing, Steven right now, and Adrian as well.
How do I
that went out to Steven Santiago and Adrian Ramirez. You will be definitely missed. There's families and friends that will keep your name alive. Such a senseless, cruel act that was committed against you, but we will not let no one forget that you guys were here. You were here. You made a difference. And people love you and miss you. Rest in peace to everyone that we have lost this past year. They were here. We're going to remember them. Motivational Mondays on NushRadioOnline.com.
I paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes. I've made a few.
On, 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 on me, I don't. moon and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses.
LushRadioOnline.com.
In the
Big shout out to all my New York City people. This week, well, this Wednesday and Thursday, we're having our 11th year annual Kris Kringle Toy Drive at Mimosa's Lounge. Those who don't know where Mimosa's Lounge is, please, it's at 1237 Castle Hill Avenue, Bronx, New York, 10462. You can GPS it. If you're from the Bronx, definitely know where Mimosa Lounge is. We will be there Wednesday and Thursday collecting toys. And if you don't have a toy to bring, then it's a $10 donation at the door. At midnight, from midnight till 1 in the morning, we're having an open mic for poets and singers and even rappers. But the only thing is that you have to stay in Christmas theme. You have to stay in motivation and in positive messages. That's the only requirement for the open mic, both Wednesdays and Thursdays. So if you want to come down and spread some holiday cheer and create a little balance to all this negative energy that we're all experiencing, come down to Mimosa's Lounge. That's Wednesday the 19th and Thursday the 20th. We're collecting that day. Then on Saturday the 22nd, we will be giving out all the toys that we collected on Wednesday and Thursday at Mimosa's Lounge. We will be giving it to the children of the Bronx community in Isla Verde Cafe. Isla Verde Cafe is located at 1859 Westchester Avenue between 30th and Leland. And their number is 718-828-1200. We will be there Saturday the 22nd from 12 in the afternoon to 3 in the afternoon. Please come down, bring your children, come get a toy. All the sponsors would love to be able to see you. This event is sponsored by E2K Enterprise LLC, Mimosa's Lounge, Isla Verde Cafe, LushRadio.com, The Av Records, It's a She Thing Entertainment, Street Queens, The Movement, Big C Rod Entertainment, The Beats Radio, EmmaE2K.com, PR Flags Up. There's a couple of them that I know I'm still missing, but it's a bunch of people that are definitely sponsoring this event. We've been having it for the last 11 years. Donation suggestions, please bring unwrapped toys, from newborn to 16 years old. We accept coats, gloves, hats, scarves, sporting goods, clothing, stuffed animals, electronics, bikes, educational games, bed sheets, crib sheets, and dollar objects for our stocking stuffers. So we also have stocking stuffers. If you want to contribute to the stocking stuffers, you know, we're accepting that as well. We need everything. Everything is definitely needed because everything will definitely be used. Hope to see you this week. And please, please, please support your community so your community can support you.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Universe, as we moonshine and my lake, feel the warmth will never die. like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. So shine bright.
You're listening to LushRadioOnline.com with your host, Emma E2K. And I know I'm usually more chipper on Mondays because it is Motivational Mondays, you know, but just all the the homage that I had to pay and just thinking about all the people that we lost within this whole year and just all the innocent people that were murdered, gunned down. A lot of people are blaming gun laws, but the guns cannot shoot people unless somebody's trigger finger makes that happen. So we have to hold the evil people accountable for their wrongdoings, okay? Just got to pay more attention. Those that own guns, please make sure that you keep them in a safe place and just not anybody can get their hands on them. You know, you're accountable for that. So everybody, be accountable for what you're doing. Be accountable for your children. Be accountable for your actions. And honor thy mother and thy father. And that comes from the Bible. I'm going to leave you with a little more cheery stuff. Hello, good morning, salute to everyone out there doing the work. Shout out to my queen, La Tere, who has shut down till next year. And I'll be seeing her soon as well. Don't forget, New York City this week. Make sure you get at me. Follow me on Twitter, MA2K, Lush Radio Online. Follow me on Facebook, everywhere. We are Googleable. Go to Google, MAE2K.com. Don't forget to go to my website. And, you know, leave me, you know, sign my guest book. Leave me some love over there. So when I get over there, I feel good. All right? Peace. See you next week.
Hello. Good morning.
Let's go. Let's go.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Know you've been waiting for it. I see you watching. So let's go. Let's get poppin'.
Cause I'll be leaning on the board, like I'm coming to the door. 34, gonna give me my pride. 25 on the bank, I'll be stuckin' on the game. Penny man, cause the bitch won't stop.
Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
You know, she knows, we don't care.
Like this for the like a movie.
You know, we don't care.
Everybody know who the truth is.
You know,
hello, good morning, how you doing with the movie? Welcome to the future, I'm the captain of the cool kid. The revolution's never been televised. Great booty, better thighs, I ain't wanna tell a lie. But I tell a high, then I give a one and let her fly. Never tell a lie, tonight you couldn't find a better guy. King shit, fly to anyone you can sing with. Gangsta the same, push cool as a penguin. Got a team of a money girl through the same with. She fine, but you fly away at my convenience. You sing tip, checking in a five-star suite. Come on, some five-star freaks, I got high all week. Catch me in the week, I was just a necklace all sweet. In a fast car, super fast, brought back to you. That's me, feeling nothing nice. Fuck a couple nights to the moon, say goodbye in the sun. Greeting us like,
hello, good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello, good morning. Hello, good evening. You go. That's what I really need it. And I'm the one that you wanna be with. But right now, baby, you dream it.
Wake up and turn the lights
on. I'm leaning on the bar, that's a coming at the door. 34, gonna give me my pride.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, turn me up a little bit more. I don't think they can hear me. Check this out. Bad boy, bitch. Let's work.
Cry for me like Jodeci. So how you not notice me? Pull up to the club in the cold V. Literally go. Little did he know how that nigga did he flow. How that nigga did he go so hard like a crowbar, still getting dough.
Whoa.
Yeah, I like this.
Can you feel it?
Can you feel it? Nothing can save you.
It's that crazy. Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
You know, you know, you know, you know.
Yeah, like this.